Let's bow our heads, please. Dear Father, thou art God Almighty, and for this we're thankful that we have this privilege to serve you. And so, Lord, we ask you to anoint your word and strengthen us in Jesus' name. Amen. I think that I have a love message. You see, I've been listening to the word, and I noticed that there's been messages about Jesus and how that he came to this earth as a little babe in a humble way, but he had a purpose, and how that he came also and gave us an example, and how that because of God's love and Jesus' love, he came. And not only did he come, but he fulfilled the mission that God had given him. Sometimes when I think of what Jesus did for me, most of the time I'm in awe, but my heart is touched. It's wounded. I can't describe it. There's a song that says, in How Great Thou Art, it says, and when I think of God, his son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burdens bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. And I meditate a lot of times on how that Jesus dealt, how that he was willing to take his bitter cup, and how that he was willing to take the lashes on his back, and therefore our healing, so we can claim our healing because of the lashes on his back. And how that he took people spitting in his face. I don't know how many of us could take that. And how they ridiculed him and mocked him and put a robe on him to mock him, put a crown, but the crown was thorns. And how he went through so much. Those nails in his hands and feet created such pain, excruciating pain. I could just imagine after they got through nailing those nails in his hands and his feet, and how when they picked that cross up and put it in the ground, that the pain went through his body of such death pain. And yet while he was there, he said, Father, forgive them. But he didn't just ask him to forgive him. He gave an excuse for the terrible things that they had done. He said, for they know not what they do. That was love. And when I think somebody sing that part of that song, How Great Thou Art, and when I think Yes, Lord. Cleansing my soul, my Savior, how great thou art. Yes, Lord. So, God in his greatness and his love gave all he had. He gave his best. He gave the best he had, his only begotten son for us. God loved us. He created us, but he loved us. And so we want to think about our love for him. How are we to respond to all of this love that's been poured on us and over us? What are we to do with it? Are we just going to take turns and do our own thing and have our own way and just this not even care? Do you know the world is doing that today? But you know, we as his people, everything we do need to be motivated by love. Motivated by the love that we have for God, and that love is because he loved us first. We would not know how to love him if he hadn't, but he showed us his love. You know, some people can tell you, I love you, but do they show it? God didn't just mouth it and say it, he proved it. So we have a privilege now to reciprocate this love back to God. And so that's what we want to talk about. I don't have a big, long message, but if you cannot remember anything, please remember that whatever you do, whatever we do, whatever we say, however we move through life, let's move through our love for God. Amen. The Bible in Deuteronomy, I think it's 6 and 5, and I would appreciate somebody to read for me. Can you think about it? Is he worth this kind of love? He poured out his love to us. Do you know how sad you would feel if you love someone and they didn't love you? They don't love you back. You do everything. You make a sacrifice, all the kinds of sacrifices you can make for them, and they don't care. They just turn their back. Well, it's the same with God. He did everything. And Jesus, his son, did everything for us. We have no excuse today but to love him. And if we love him, not just half-heartedly, just live for him because I don't want to go to hell, that's not good enough. We need to live for him because we love him. I was thinking once, and we had Bible study, and we were talking about the Word of God, and we want to, how we need to love the Word of God. We need to love God that way. His Word, everything about Him, adore Him. When we get up in the morning, we need to have some praise to Him going up. Lord, I love You. Don't you know how it feels to be a husband and the wife said, honey, I love you. Or the wife and the husband say, honey, I love you. You want to feel that what they're doing for you is because they love you, not because they have to. When you go to work, the husband go to work, let's hope that he's going to work because he's enjoying doing something for his family, for his wife that he loves. Not just, oh, drudgery. Another day, another dollar. No, not another day, another dollar. Another privilege to show my wife I love her and I care for her. I will take care of her. Jesus did this for us. And surely He wants us to do it back. This is the least we could do for Him. Since He went through so much pain and agony, He didn't have to. They didn't take His life. He gave it. He gave it. He could have called those 10,000 angels that were waiting at His disposal, but He didn't. Let's show God how much we love Him. Let's do all we can for His service. We heard about serving the Lord yesterday. We want to be a servant of the Lord, but we want to be the servant because we love Him. I love to serve. That song, somebody get that song and sing that part that says, I love to serve my Jesus. Let's sing that song.
So sublime, my life afresh with beauty bright is sparkling all the time. Mid scenes that are unfading of rapture and of bliss. Transported, I am soaring in my Savior's righteousness. I love to serve my Jesus.
Yes.
He's all in all to me. He helps me bear each burden.
He is my victory.
I love to serve my Jesus. The world I do give up. I'll drink with my dear Savior from that bitter, bitter cup. I know that if I suffer with Him, I too shall reign in life and up in glory bright. Sweet promise sure I claim. I love to serve my Jesus.
We're serving Him because we love Him.
He's all in all to me. He helps me bear each burden. He is my victory. I love to serve my Jesus and lean upon His arm.
Yes.
In health or in affliction in the calm,
yes,
or in the storm, in darkness, clouds, or sunshine, in heat or in the cold,
yes,
in poverty or riches, I have peace and joy untold. I love to serve, yes, my Jesus.
This is a love relationship.
He's all in all to,
yes,
me. He helps me bear each burden. He is my victory. I love to serve my Jesus for all his tender care. Oh, joy, and
oh,
what
joy,
a pleasure in this life we,
yes,
all,
amen,
may share. Oh, depth of great compassion, 'tis like a mighty flood. He gave his pledge of love to us and sealed it with his blood. I'd love to serve my Jesus. He's all in all to me. He helps me bear each burden. He is my victory.
Thank the Lord. I love to serve my Jesus. It's so much in that song. We could take time and just go verse by verse. But the main thing we need to realize that salvation is wonderful. It's wonderful. And since God, Jesus, has done so much and he poured out his love to me, I love him back. I love him back. I have a couple of scriptures I want us to read. Jesus said in Matthew, the 22 and 37, well, let's start 35. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind." Think about that. When you get through loving the Lord with all of that, you completely love God. And that's what he wants us to do. He's done so much for us. Let's not just take him for granted. You know, I tell you, personally, I'm a person that like to make sacrifices. If I have food on the table and there's not enough, then I'm going to let the others eat it, and I'll do without. That's the way I feel. That's just the way I am. Or I'll say, well, I'll get something else. Take my grandson sometime to buy stuff at the fast food place. Grandma, why are you not buying anything for yourself? I'd buy me a little drink and let them buy all this for them. That's just the way I am. But do you know God is like that?
Yes.
He just gave so much. He gave everything.
Yes.
But you know, the least we can do is appreciate it.
Yes.
The least we can do is reciprocate our love to him. So he loved us to the ultimate extent. And so let us love him with all our heart. Our heart motivates what we do. Our heart, if we love God, it's going to affect our commitment to Him. It's going to affect all that we do, even our point of view and how we view life and how we view others, because we love Him with all our heart. So then, and then, if we love Him with all our soul and all our mind, it's going to affect what we think. It's just going to affect everything we do. We should have some love just spreading abroad as we go back and forth being around other people. We should be so filled up with His love because we love Him. We're going to spread this love to other people. Let's go to 1 John, the 4th chapter. You all have to bear with me because my screen keeps going off in my scriptures. I don't know. All right, 4:19.
We love Him because He first loved us.
Look at this little verse. It's small, but it's so powerful. We love Him because He first loved us. He first showed us His love. And because of that, we love Him back. And so when we love Him, we're going to walk and talk Him. You know, there's some people who are engaged, they're so, they love each other so much, other people probably get tired. They're always talking about the other person. That's the way we are with the Lord. We can almost make people up, you know, I don't know what this woman, she ain't got nothing else to say but God or but Jesus. And that's the kind of love we have. That when we, our conversation, our whatever we do, go to the store. The other day, I was at McDonald's, and they gave me something, and I didn't think they paid. What happened is I ordered something, and then it was not there. So I told them I ordered this, and it wasn't there. So the woman was going, but I said, but I'm not sure that they charged me. I'm trying to explain to them that, you know, it's not there, but maybe they didn't charge me. Well, anyway, I got it. My son wanted me just to stop bothering about it and going. I went on. But why do I do it like that? Because I love God. I want to make sure that if I get something, I paid for it. And so then we do these things. Because of our love for God. Yes. Not because, oh, you know, the saints teach it this way. I was taught this way. That's good, but not good enough. I got to have it in my heart so much that I do it because I love God. That's why I'm particular about what I say. I'm particular about how I treat other people. I cannot just treat them any kind of way and feel okay. I'm sensitive to what I said. Did I hurt your feelings? I'm sorry. Why do I do this? Because I love God. I don't want anything that's between me and God because of my love for Him. I don't want to do anything or say anything that I feel that God is not pleased because I love Him. How many of you that love your spouse or your fiance or whatever, you don't want to hurt their feelings. And if you feel like you hurt them, you want to go back and straighten it up. You want to keep that relationship flowing between you and them. A love relationship, not a have to.
That's right. Yes.
Not, that's right. Woe is me type of relationship. I don't have that. No. If you have that, you need to get and ask God to help you to love Him. Yes. My relationship with God is because I love him. I'm here because I love him. He said, do, I want to do. He said, go, I want to go. He said, stop, I want to stop. He said, close your mouth, I want to close my mouth. Why? If I don't do it, I'm not going to be saved. If I don't do it, I'm going to hell. That's not good enough. I don't want to displease you, Lord. I love you. How do you get up sometime and tell the Lord, Lord, I love you? Don't you know I believe the Lord would love to hear that? I love you. You say it to your wife. You say it to your fiance or whatever. Say it to God. I love you. Show him how much you appreciate him and you love him. I have issues with my screen. Sorry. It's the enemy trying to work, but I'm not thinking about him. Now let's go to the scripture that all of us know, John 3:16. Oh, most of us know. For God so loved the world. See how this is? This is a two-sided thing. God loves us, we love God. We reciprocate this love back to him. He loved the world that he gave his, not one of his sons, but his only begotten son. I tell you that if you have children and you have many children, I don't believe, and you love them, I don't believe there's one of them you want to give. I mean, which one out of the group? I don't care what they do or say. They're yours. You love them. Would you want to give one of them to sacrifice for somebody? But God had one son, his only begotten son. And you know, he said in one scripture, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. He gave his beloved son. And do you know, I think of sometime about some children are beloved. They are special because they're so sweet. They you know, they get really close to you. Some of them are a little more distant than others. But get that beloved son and give it away. Are you going to do that? Not a soul. If you love him. And so God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Not a one of us have an excuse to not live for God, because he gave everything. And so let's love him. Let's adore him. Let's be devout and devoted to him. Let's be motivated to please him, do everything that he tells us to do. You know, sometimes we can kind of take things a little bit light and say, well, the Lord led me to do this, but I kind of didn't do it. And, you know, but that's serious. When the Lord leads us to do it, we need to fear God enough not to do it, or to do it or not to do, whichever way he wants. We want to be faithful to him because he's so dear to us. We want to love him. I remember, and I told you all this, once when I was little, and my mother had said to me, she said, Doris, don't jump rope in the driveway. There were rocks in the driveway. I go out there just jumping rope right in the driveway. I fell. And when I fell, I cut a gash over my eye, and I ran in the house crying. I remember this. So, and my mother, she was such a gentle person. She takes me in the bathroom, and she washes it. She says, obedience is greater than sacrifice. Yeah. Know why she could say that to me and it stick to this day? Because I loved my mother. I wanted to walk in her footsteps. That's the way I was. But if I tell you, you tell me you love me, it's better for you to obey me. And the same thing with the Lord. We need to love him so that it will motivate us to obey him no matter what he says do. It may cut across the grain many times, and I'm not saying that I don't have these things, that everything goes smooth, no. But still, we want to do what he said. We want to obey him. Let's go to Romans 5 and 8.
But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Look at that. We weren't worthy of it. We were sinners. Who in here can say they were worthy of God's love? I can't say it. But yet, he has such great love in spite of us being sinners and we weren't worthy of his love. Christ died for us. That's God's love. That's the beautiful love story ever told. So let's be motivated. Let's allow our love for God to affect our commitment to God. Are you committed to God? Do you say, I will live for you, Lord? There's a song that says, I love thee, Lord, and I lift my voice. I can just remember some of the words. Yes. So that's what we want to do. We want to love the Lord. And we want to, you know, it's a sweet sound in his ear when we tell him we love him and when we do what he says for us to do. Let's go to Ephesians 3, 17, 18, 19. Read those verses.
That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God.
This is what God wants us to do. Let's be rooted and grounded in love. Our whole salvation should be rooted and grounded in love. And I hope that these few little thoughts will encourage you, encourage all of us, to take our experience with God to another level. More than just, this is what the word says, I have to do it, I must do it, all this kind of stuff. But no, I love God. If somebody asks you, why do you live like you do? Tell them, because I love God. Don't tell them the saints taught me to dress like this, or the saints don't do that, and the saints this, and the saints. Tell them, I love God. This is why I do what I do. Pray for me.